What happens when one of the best importers in the agave world finds something so good, they don't even care if it's officially certified mezcal? That's exactly what I'm going to talk about today. This is Destilado de Agave from PM Spirits. If you know PM Spirits, you already know that they have a reputation of finding some seriously incredible bottles, not just in the agave world. Most people know PM Spirits because of their truly amazing tequila. They brought this to the market a few years ago. This right here is their high proof. It's got the red top. It's their still strength. It's amazing. This tequila is special, and it shows that they're absolutely obsessed with flavor first. Now, I want to say thanks to Nicholas, who was recently on a video interview about PM Spirits. Go check it out on the YouTube channel. I want to say thanks to him for sending this out for me to try today. This bottle right here is definitely a passion project built around one simple idea. You need to taste this. After talking to Nicholas and reading about this bottle, I immediately knew this had to go on the channel. So let's crack this thing open. Now, technically, this is labeled just Destilado de Agave instead of Mezcal. Why, you ask? Because it bypasses the official government certification process. And that's becoming more common with some of the respected producers in the agave world, sometimes producers that don't want to deal with bureaucracy, cost, or the restrictions that come with certification. So instead of calling it mezcal, it only legally can be called an agave distillate. But make no mistake, this is absolutely traditional mezcal production. This batch comes from Zamatlan de Alvarez in Oaxaca and was produced by mezcalero René Prada Barriga. The collaboration came together through Jason Paul Cox and Cinco Cenitos, another highly respected name in the agave world. Let's talk about the production of this thing because it's awesome. This is made of the 100% Espadin agave. Agaves are then roasted in a traditional earthen underground oven. Fermentation lasts 14 days in pine vats using well water. And then this is double distilled in copper pot stills. And one of the coolest things about it is after distillation, there's no adjustment to the proof, no water added. This is just delivered to you, not watered down, nothing, just pure off the still agave destilado. And you couldn't get away with this in tequila because this thing came off the still at 61.1 ABV. That's a serious proof. And apparently the total yield was only 563 liters. So this is a little batch. So let's get this one on the nose. Okay, definitely this earthy minerality, a light amount of funkiness, and a little bit of tropical fruit. And you may notice I'm using a little bit different glass for this. I thought this Glassman glass would maybe bring a little more of the aromas to the top of the glass, and seems like it's doing really well. I do get a very light touch of smoke. And when I said tropical fruit earlier, I think I'm getting almost like a roasted pineapple, maybe a touch of lime in there as well. You definitely get like a briny nose as well. All right, let's dive into this one. Wow. Okay, that minerality, that I don't even know how to pinpoint the minerality of this there. It's almost like petrichor, limestoney, water minerality is really good. The mouthfeel of this is super oily. You can definitely tell it's 61% and that I just cracked the bottle. So it hasn't even had any time to open up yet. So it's got a really nice, I'm going to say heat to it. It's almost like a peppery heat. You got that funky ripe agave flavor there. That's probably that pineapple switching to like a really nice cooked agave. There's honey. There's a little bit of anise. There's some citrus, a little bit of that lime peel. But the really nice thing is there's this like nice level of smoke in the minerality. So the smoke is like a forethought. Like it's in the background. It's not like leading like so many mezcals do. I'll hit this one again. That's actually the first time I got any smoke in the nose, and the fruitiness is there. I almost pick up some of that pineapple that I was saying earlier in the nose. It's amazing how balanced this is and how it just like fires up your whole mouth, not with heat, but just with sensation. This is really good. Like I've had a lot of mezcals or destilado de agaves that I've said are good or one of my favorites. And this is probably the best Espadin that I have had. This is the finish just keeps going. Like this is so good. The finish just lingers. It keeps the heat there. The sweetness is there. And that I almost want to say creaminess or like buttery salinity flavor is there. And it just kind of hangs. It just hangs on for a long time. So if you're looking for a bottle that is really incredible, like this thing is incredible, this is one to check out. I don't know if I hold this up, if you'll be able to get the QR code from the video. But I will put the website in the description so you can check this out. This is what PM Spirits is all about. This is about finding a product that is all about flavor and just showcasing how fantastic a Distillado de Agave can be. They bring great products to market, and this is definitely one to check out. So if you dig mezcal reviews, tequila reviews, interviews, and brand information, and a little bit of education thrown in there, definitely hit that like, subscribe, follow button, whatever you do there. If you've had this Distillado de Agave by PM Spirits, please leave it in a comment. Let me know. And let me know what your favorite Espadín Distillado de Agave is in the comments as well. Cheers. Thanks for watching.